Hi there, I'm Chris Saroy and welcome to the Sacred Wild Podcast. Each week I show you how to live your purpose and discover your own sacred wild spirit. On the podcast we explore the nexus point where nature, consciousness, leadership and activism come together. I talk with thought leaders to get their insights and wisdom about our collective transformation. I also show you how to own your power, give your gifts and make your highest impact on this world. So with that, let's dive into this next episode. Hi there, and welcome to another episode. It's actually not the greatest spring day here, because it's been kind of beautiful over the last few days. It's been like raining like crazy today. But it's definitely spring here, as kind of most of the snow's actually gone, and, you know, nature's really starting to burst through here in BC. It's pretty different from spring in the UK, but it's just as beautiful, and in some ways even more beautiful. And it's a real reminder that nature is just like so much bigger than us. Nature's showing us that this is kind of the time of new births, the time of new beginnings, of new creation. And I really do think of this as the new year. There's a reason why I've been thinking about getting this podcast and Substack going. You know, the clocks have gone forwards, so we've got lots of time in the morning and it's much easier to get out of bed and get going. It's actually a great time to be in action, to be moving. I really wanted to record this episode as a follow-up to the last one where I spoke about the spring equinox. I've been wanting to return to making some content for quite some time, but I've been struggling to get going. So all the usual stuff, imposter syndrome, who's going to want to listen to what I've got to say? Have I even got anything to say? My process is a bit like nature right now, just really starting to get going and starting to feel the energy. But if I'm honest, I've been taking my time a little bit more than spring has. And as I've been contemplating starting what feels like this really big creative endeavor, all my resistance has been coming up in the form of all my fears and my doubts, my insecurities. All the reasons why I shouldn't do something, or the reason why I shouldn't do this, for example. And this pretty much always happens. I think it happens to a lot of us. And if I'm not careful, that resistance really slows me down, or at worst, really stops me and causes me to question that direction that I'm heading in. And, you know, whether I'm even taking the right course of action. What I know, though, is that being nature always reminds me about the true nature of resistance. And I just really wanted to share that and what I think it is, because I think it can be really empowering and helpful to keep this in mind. For me, it's helpful to remember that in this season of new birth and new creation, everything that gets birthed must go through a period of resistance to get really strong, to really find its feet and to really get moving. So if you think, for example, of all the young animals that are being born in spring, they have to go through a struggle to get through the mother's birth canal to be born and to get strong. If you think about any baby bird that is born in spring, it has to break out of its shell. It literally has to shatter the shell and break out. And if you just think about the plants that are growing, the flowers of the season, like daffodils, for example, the seeds are planted, then the shoots grow. And the first thing they have to do is push through the dirt. The first thing they encounter is this layer of dirt that's in the way before they can rise up and reach towards the sun. And for me, that's what resistance really is. It's all the dirt, it's all the crap, it's all the stuff that's been holding me in place and stopping me from taking course of action in the first place. You know, there's a law of physics that says every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And of course, in Miracles, the famous spiritual text kind of puts it that in the face of love, everything that's not love must come up to be cleared. And that, for me, is what the nature of resistance is. It's when we are getting going on a creative endeavor, it's not necessarily a signal that I'm moving in the wrong direction. In fact, it's usually a signal that I'm moving in the right direction. But it's just that first layer of crap, that first layer of dirt that I have to push through, to get through, to kind of carry on where I'm going. That's generally all it is. And bearing that in mind for me really generally helps. So what else can we learn from nature and nature cycles to kind of really live that life we want, to move towards those creative projects, our desires, our goals? For me, there are 7 lessons of nature that we can utilize to kind of overcome resistance and kind of really get moving on that new project and kind of following that energy of new birth and new beginnings. Starting with lesson 1, that's the lesson of nature itself. And by that, the lesson of nature is the lesson of awareness. What is the nature of the resistance we're encountering? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it insecurity? Having that awareness is what gives us the ability to think about what it is we need to do, and often when we need to do it. Because often the roadblock is just about timing as much as anything. And stepping back to have that awareness allows us to see the big picture of nature and allows us to see the big picture of what's going on in our life. Lesson 2 is the lesson of the sea. What I mean by that is often when we hit resistance, we slow down and we grind to a halt. We literally stop. So the lesson of the sea is about being relentless. Lesson 2 is the lesson of the sea. What I mean by that is often when we hit resistance, we slow down or we grind to a halt. The lesson of the sea is about being relentless. If you think about it, the sea crashing against the rocks, it just does that over a period of days, weeks, months, years, decades, even centuries. It carves the rock down just by chipping away little by little and by being relentless. You know, when you think about anything being born in nature, as I said earlier, it must struggle to get out. There's kind of a bullheadedness in nature that just keeps on going regardless. And that's something we really need to learn from. Because often when we get pushback, we just stop. Whereas the sea just keeps going. It's literally relentless. Even if it takes a really long time, or even if it's just in small waves or in baby steps. And that brings us to lesson 3, the lesson of the baby shoots of the baby animals or the baby birds. It's about breaking it down and slowing down at the beginning. When you think about an animal taking its first steps, they're usually tentative and very small. And until it starts to strengthen and until it starts to get more confidence. You know, these very small steps are taken and gradually it builds its strength until it can walk with more ease. And you think about those baby shoots, they don't just suddenly appear, they have to gradually push through that dirt very slowly until they strengthen, and then they can move towards the sun. That for me is the lesson. What's the small step that you can take today? How can you keep going even if it's just one very small step? Lesson 4 for me comes from those tall list of flowers, the sunflowers. If you think about sunflowers, they're really tall. They have this massive giant head to take in all of that sunlight, and they're really flexible. And that is the lesson of the sunflower, that they're really flexible. If you actually watch a sunflower over a period of time during a sunny day, they actually move during the day to track the sun and to really make the most of what they can get. So they track the sun to really take in the most amount of sunlight that's available. And that's the lesson, to stay flexible, to accept where we are, and to make the most of what we're given, to make the most of the hand we're dealt. There's that old saying, isn't there? When we're given lemons, make lemonade, or make hay while the sun shines. It's about staying flexible and being able to wring the most out of what you've got. If that doesn't work, lesson 5 is the lesson of the redwoods, those huge, majestic trees in California, and they're really my favorite trees. A big lesson I learned about them when I lived in California is that every redwood in the forest is connected by a root system. You often see those fairy rings, which is one big tree surrounded by lots of small trees, kind of sprouting off of it, kind of getting support from it. And that is the lesson of the redwoods. Get support. Sometimes we just need to spend some time with our peeps, with the people who love us, our friends, those people who believe in us, people who see the best in us, even when we can't. So that's the lesson of those huge trees that are so ancient. Support. Get support and give support. Because often if you give support, that takes your mind off your own resistance. Again, there's another old saying, if you get nervous, focus on service. When we focus on someone else, that usually takes power away from our own resistance and our own issues. Lesson number 6 is the lesson of the butterfly. And this lesson is about realizing and staying aware of the fact that resistance often serves a purpose. Often the problem with resistance is that we resist it. I know it sounds a little strange, but what we resist persists and grows stronger. Therefore, if you think about it, the butterfly, it has to force its way out of the chrysalis. It doesn't resist forcing its way out, it has to do it. It has to break its way out. And while it's going through that resistance, it actually strengthens itself. It goes through the process in order to survive. It serves a purpose. If you were to help the butterfly out of the chrysalis, it wouldn't be strong enough to spread its wings and allow them to dry, and it would eventually die. So going through the process of resistance strengthens it. When you think about whenever we go through resistance, we grow. We get stronger, we become more self-assured, and it feeds our spirit. It helps us grow our core self. And when we become much more of our core self, we follow the core of our soul much more easily. And that right there is an exponential thing with exponential benefits. Lesson number 7 is the lesson of water. And that lesson is that water always takes the path of least resistance to ground. So the question for you is, what is the path of least resistance towards your goal, towards your desire? Now, that's not necessarily the same as the easiest way, because easy doesn't necessarily mean the best way. However, there's always a path of least resistance that brings up the least fear, the least doubt, and the least insecurity. And that's often the way to go. Sometimes we just need to change tack after a while. You know, the lesson of the sunflower, stay flexible. But what is the path that actually evokes the least fear, doubt, and insecurity in you? The path of least resistance. I do actually have one final little bonus lesson for you as well. And that for me is the lesson of the mountain. And when I look out my window, even though it's quite cloudy, I can still see a ruddy great mountain out there, which is awesome. So sometimes when I'm on a path and there's a huge great mountain in front of me, sometimes that's a signal to just go over the mountain, just climb the mountain, keep going. But sometimes if that mountain of resistance persists, even despite all the other things that I've done, all the other lessons I've learned, then sometimes that's a clue to take a different route. Sometimes there's a clue for me that maybe I'm on the wrong path. Now, that's not to say that the end goal is wrong, but maybe there's a different way to get there. So this is about asking yourself, what's the best way towards this goal or destination? Do I need to take another route? So there you go. That's actually 8 lessons from nature and the nature of resistance. The question is, what lessons have you learned from nature to overcome your resistance? Nature is a huge teacher for me, and I am always keen to learn more. So I'd love to hear from you. So with that, thanks for listening, and I really look forward to seeing you next time on the Sacred Wild podcast. Bye for now. Thank you so much for joining me on the Sacred Wild podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and got something meaningful out of it. And if you did, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. Those reviews really help us out and they're what keep us here. Also, please make sure to hit subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and loved ones. And with that, many blessings, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Sacred Wild podcast. Bye for now.